right, as we come here, I thought we'd lighten things mood up by sort of playing, I'm sure, what is a common game to you, which is, can you guess the connection? Or what's common amongst these people I'm going to sort of mention? One, Zacchaeus, and you'll hear his story in Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. Moses, as we are told in the book of Exodus chapter 3 and 4, most notably in Exodus chapter 4, verse 13, for those of you who know, I'll give you that clue. The centurion who asked Jesus to cure his servant, the servant that he loved who was ill. And you would find an account of this in Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 to 13. And the people of Nineveh, as we hear of from the book of Jonah. Give you 10 seconds to think, and can you think what's common amongst these people? I'll have to tell you that I've cheated about the last one, the people of Nineveh. So I'm confessing that particular sin before the Lord right now. Can anyone guess? Zacchaeus? Moses? The centurion? And the people of Nineveh? No? Right. Well, I'll just tell you. Let's think about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, we know from the story of in Luke chapter 19, he was a tax collector. He'd obviously heard of Jesus, and because he was a chief tax collector, he was obviously a social outcast, as we know. And he didn't think that Jesus would want to know him. All of these people, and the clue is, all of these people thought they were unworthy. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. He was alone. Everybody shunned him. And because he was short, he thought, well, you know, if I could just climb up that tree and this, you know, what sort of tree was it? A sycamore tree, that's right. He was short. He thought, if I could just climb up that sycamore tree and just see Jesus, that'll be all right. Nah, he wouldn't want to know me at all. And we know what happened in the story, which we'll hear about later on. Moses also thought he was not worthy. He was asked by God to go to Pharaoh, confront him, tell him, the God of the Israelites want you to let my people go, so that they can go into the wilderness, hold a festival, and worship me. And what did Moses do? He had misgivings. He thought, no, I'm not worthy at all. He just felt he was not qualified. And he prevaricated and said, he wrangled with God and said, no, I can't do it. You know, I can't even, how can I convince Pharaoh when I can't even convince the Hebrew leaders and elders that you sent me, God? And it culminated in verse 13 when he said to God, he actually said to God, pardon your servant, Lord, please send someone else. I can't do it. I'm not worthy of doing it. And similarly for the centurion, he loved his servant, which is quite unusual, really, but he felt unworthy. He asked Jesus to heal his servant, but he said, no, in verse 8, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. Just say the word, and my servant will be healed. And that faith, you know, just say the word, that my servant will be healed, was enough. And the Lord healed his servant. And why do you think I cheated in the case of the people of Nineveh and Jonah? Can anyone guess? No? Well, it was the other way around, wasn't it? It wasn't the people of Nineveh that thought they were unworthy. It was Jonah that thought the people of Nineveh were unworthy. When God, in his grace, wanted to give the people of Nineveh a chance to repent, what did Jonah do? He ran away, yeah. Them? You want me to give the message of salvation to these unworthy people? No. I've got other plans. And so he went so far as to try to escape and go right the other way. So all these people had a problem with their standing, their worthiness before God. And in a little while, we're going to look at that. We're coming to that table. We're coming to the table of God's grace. We're going to ask ourselves, are we good enough? Are we worthy enough to approach that table?